Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was an unusual weekend for the Democrats in the presidential race. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took a detour from visiting the early primary states for an appearance in Boston on Saturday night.
When we talk about family values, we are talking about ending the international embarrassment of the United States of America being the only major country on earth that does not provide paid family and medical leave.
Bernie Sanders talking issues at a rally in Boston this weekend. Meantime, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was having a different kind of Saturday night.
Oh, Val, I'm just so darn bummed. All anyone wants to talk about is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? Isn't he the one that's like, you're all losers?
That, of course, was Hillary Clinton on Saturday Night Live. Today it's more conventional for her as she returns to the campaign trail in New Hampshire. Joining us now, as he does most Mondays, to talk about the campaign in New Hampshire is Boston Globe political reporter James Pendle. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob.
So in the season premiere of Saturday Night Live, there was Hillary Clinton, not as herself, but in the role as a bartender, listening to a faux Clinton bemoan some of her campaign problems. Not acknowledged, though, was the continuing email controversy from her time as Secretary of State. Clinton today wants to discuss education in her New Hampshire appearances, but is she making progress moving past the email issue in New Hampshire?
Well, one thing that's really helped her is a national story, and that's this race for House Speaker. John Boehner is leaving, and the leading contender to run for that job, Kevin McCarthy, a California congressman, flat out stated that he believes that there's a direct correlation between the Benghazi hearings, which involved the email, that's where these emails came out of, and her sliding poll numbers. And so for Clinton's camp, they love this because now they can turn around and say, despite what you think, maybe I screwed up on the emails, this whole entire thing is all Republican-driven, and it's all about politics.
Let me ask about how Bernie Sanders factors into this. Hillary Clinton remains a Democratic frontrunner in national polls, but in New Hampshire, she trails Bernie Sanders. He made a quick stop in New Hampshire on Saturday, and then he had that huge campaign rally in Boston here over the weekend, thousands attending. You were there for that. How do you compare the relatively conventional campaign approach of Clinton with the relatively unconventional one of Sanders?
You know, one thing that I think is really important to talk about, and we have not done that enough, is that, you know, we may have a really long protracted fight. I mean, if Hillary does not win Iowa and New Hampshire, if she does, it's probably game over. But if Bernie holds on and wins a couple of states, you know, we're going to have states like Massachusetts, which votes a month after New Hampshire on March 1st, along with 10 other states who are voting in Democratic primaries and caucuses. They're going to matter. And what Bernie did, I saw on Saturday night, is well, he had 20,000 people show up pretty much organically because they saw it on social media or they got an email. He was collecting all of their information. And you know he's going to be hitting them up for campaign contributions or asking them to volunteer in New Hampshire. That was a pretty important in terms of building a political infrastructure moment for him.
All right, Republicans, Carly Fiorina, George Pataki, both in New Hampshire today looking to address the economy. Is that still the issue that makes the most difference to New Hampshire voters?
You know, I'm really glad you brought that up. You have this weird dynamic where the economy and jobs in every single poll is the number one issue facing voters. That's what voters say is they think is the number one issue. But it rarely comes up on the campaign trail. It's actually interesting when someone asks a question about a specific jobs in the economy. It's like, oh, wait, we're actually going to talk about this because we've been talking so much in recent weeks about abortion with these Planned Parenthood videos or ISIS or immigration. There's been this big split between, you know, what we say is important and what we actually talk about on the campaign trail. Clearly, the economy is important, but I think we're going to have to see in these later days these campaigns getting more serious about addressing it.
All right, one more issue, gun control. President Obama put it front and center for all the political candidates last week following the mass shooting at the community college in Oregon. What are you hearing from New Hampshire voters on this?
Yeah, so we have two different dynamics here, and it's driven by party. Among Democrats, it was a very big topic last night in at a county dinner in Stratford County. Martin O'Malley, the former Maryland governor, was driving this home. Overnight, Hillary Clinton announced her own three-point plan on what to do in the wake of this latest mass shooting. But on the Republican side, it's been a different conversation altogether. You even heard Jeb Bush say last week that, you know, what are you going to do? Stuff happens, was his phrase. And you can't go around just passing laws every time something happens. What I find interesting, though, is that there is bipartisan common ground to do more on mental health. And we're not hearing that yet on the campaign trail. And that's something that has been very popular in New Hampshire and in Iowa.
James Pendle covers presidential politics in New Hampshire for the Boston Globe and analyzes it for WBUR. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.